In these fractured times, many of you are learning to dance with your emotions in a way that you may not have done before. And we want to tell you that we have great admiration because we know how much energy that requires. When the world around you is somewhat settled, then you can simply feel what you feel and deal with it. But when the world is unsettling, it is as though you are trying to deal with your emotions in an earthquake. But you are doing well with it. The important thing here is to remember your humanity. In the way that the world is set up now, there is nothing that would make the human part of you feel that everything is all right. And so we have a couple of ironies here. You are all right, but the way you are feeling is the way you feel when things are not all right. And this forces a kind of discipline, and that is to make a difference between the feeling that has to do with you personally and what is going on with you personally and a feeling that is in response to a world that is chaotic and dangerous. And so, and with both kinds of emotion, we are still needing to move ahead. And you are all doing that. We did want to speak to you about the difference between the source of the two feelings, and we have a good reason for that. Let us say that the emotions you are feeling are all from the world around you. We hope you can see where that would take you. It would take you to a place of powerlessness and anger, and it would probably bring up some old wounds, which is why we do not want to, if we can help it, feel a lot about the world as it is now. We certainly understand the upheaval and all of the things that are going on, but to stay in an emotional place with that is actually quite unhealthy for you. It is also unhelpful. And so here is one of the discernments. It is when it is like that it is about the world outside of you. The emotion is not going to pass through in a smooth way because part of you is looking for the best way to respond to the world around you. And the world around you is changing so fast that there are large swings there. There are wonderful moments. There are very bad moments. There are hopeful moments. There are hopeless moments. And so we need to make a bit of difference between our emotional bodies and what is happening in the world. When in any emotional situation, when it is not about you personally and only you, there is a very real chance that you are not going to be able to win. There is not going to be anything, for a while at least, that is going to make you feel better. And so when you know that, you want to make that emotional distance as much as you can between yourself and the world, particularly the crazy parts of the world. We want to make distance there. Now, that does not mean you do not care or that you do not want things to get better. It simply means that if you flow emotionally into that, you are going to be hurt. And we do not want you to be hurt. That is not the idea at all. We also want to remind you, because many of you are doing it in your lives, that you can have distance from a situation in the world and still be a contributor to right action, to light, to right speak. You can do that. But the emotional distance is very important. And that does not make you cold. It makes you spiritually wise. There are many spiritual teachings that talk about even the best and most beautiful of the teachings. Some will fall with people who understand and make more beauty. Some will fall with the darkness and will be pushed aside. Some will simply fall on barren ground and not grow at all. And that is with the highest spiritual teachings. So we must understand that that it is not our emotion alone that is going to make the world a better place. It does not mean we do not have responses, but we do not want to be so overwhelmed with the emotion of the world that we are not able to see where we can add something, do something, support something. You do not have to be emotionally overwhelmed in order to do that. This is a wonderful teaching for life because, as you well know, in particularly in this past period of time, there has been much that, if you allowed it, could absolutely take you over emotionally. We want you to know that you have the power to disallow that by saying, this thing is over here, I am here. And when you are able to do that, you will find that there then is more energy for you to address how you feel in your life. You see, with all of this going on, you might actually find yourself neglecting yourself emotionally. And we do not want to do that. So while all this is doing what it is doing, we want to be sure we come to ourselves and say, and how am I doing? How am I feeling? What is going on in my life? Is there something I need to acknowledge and to release so that it can move through? Because that is a power, a personal power. And quite frankly, no matter what is going on out in the world, you are still the important thing. And how you feel and what you need, that continues to be very important. We've spoken to you before about comparisons being evil. Here is an excellent example of that principle. Suppose you say to yourself, well, how I am feeling in, say, a relationship or in a work that you are doing, that could not possibly matter because look at how big the trouble is in the earth. You see, that is a mistake. That, oddly enough, is a comparison. And it leads you to a place that is not true because you are saying, therefore, how I am doing does not matter. It is only how the world is doing. We would say it is almost exactly the opposite. How you are doing is the most important. How the world is doing is on a separate wheel and working itself out. A little frightening, yes, but not personal. Not personal. So we want to be sure we do not stop tending to our own needs because we are saying whatever is out there is more important. It is not. And sometimes that is difficult to hold, and we understand that. But we would like to point out to you that there were, sadly, victims of the fires. And how many times did you see them say, "We are, of course, upset that we lost things, but we have ourselves and the people we love, and those are the important things." So, you see, even in a tragedy, this lesson can still be taught, and this lesson is still true. So, we want you to remember that for yourself. And do not forget to ask, "What do I need now?" It is the powerful question that you want to take with you through your life. Because when you hear and ask that question, it means that you are spiritually aligned. When you are one with Spirit, the thing that Spirit is asking is, "What do you need now?" So you want to be sure that is your question as well. As in many things, it is not that there is an instant answer, because that is not the way of the world you live in. But it is the message to your own soul, to your own spirit, that you are asking, and you are paying attention, and you are willing to give you what you need. So here is a place where comparison is truly evil, and we do not want, in all that is going on, we do not want you to forget who you are and what you need. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you, and breathe that peace into your body. Exhale fear. Go into the garden in your heart and see the beauty of it, and allow it to come to life and grow again. And go to the place where there is water in your garden, and drink the water to refresh your spirit. Now see that the flame of your spirit begins to drop a tongue of light into your solar plexus and let that tongue of light displace all emotions that you do not wish to carry forward. And feel how free that center becomes and how able it is to take in joy. To receive good feelings and happy feelings. And feel a tongue from your own spirit drop into the second center and illuminate the second center. And allow that flame to displace judgment and shame and old patterns that may not be the patterns of your new life. And see a waterfall there, a waterfall that cleanses everything that comes to you and needs to move through you. And know that this center has no judgment, no shame, only the desire to cleanse for you anything that needs to be cleansed in your life. And feel the tongue of that spiritual flame move into your root. And watch the root center become illuminated. And see all the shapes and forms in your root center begin to come together, preparing to create in the new way, the way that is completely you. And completely the product of the voice of your own spirit. Go to your heart again and send a tongue of flame into your throat. And let that tongue of flame begin to displace from the throat center all of the old limitations. All of the old punishing patterns gone from your speech. And free the speaking center, the communication center, to send only thoughts of loving kindness, only support for whatever you feel and whatever you need. And feel a tongue from your spirit move up through your body into the third eye. And let it illuminate the third eye and its power. And feel it growing, knowing more about you. About the world, but without fear and without judgment. And feel that third eye activated and telling you what you need to know. Feel the tongue of flame from your heart move up and into the crown and open the crown wider and more joyfully and feel the generous golden energy of the universe pouring into your body. Feel it touching your thoughts and bringing them to a vibration that is a match for your heart. And feel the golden light flow down through your third eye and throat and into your heart to tend that beautiful garden. Feel the golden light flow down your back, over your shoulders and arms, and allow burden to drop away from you. Let the golden light fill your trunk, heal you. And feel the golden light flow down into your thighs, reminding you that the universe supports you in your body, in your energy, in your life. Feel that energy fill your knees, supporting them, healing them. Let the golden light flow down through your calves, reminding you of your ability to support you. Let the golden light flow into your feet so that you walk in wisdom. And know how full you can become of that beautiful light. And let the light extend past your physical body to call to you the generous gifts of the universe, the ones that love you and serve you and create with you. Move into your heart again and see a path that moves upward. And find that you are in a field, a beautiful field, and the night sky is above your head. Rest in that field. Allow yourself to see universes beyond universes, the lights of creation, and know that you are one of those lights. How all that you need is here and is yours if you open to it. Now see that your gift comes to you from the stars, resting the mind. See the gift coming to you and receive it. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.